my God, Oinkosola, we've missed you.
I feel like that would be how my non-existential fans would be screaming after I was discovered that I've not put out an episode. Hey guys, welcome once again to the restroom. Oh my goodness, I've missed saying that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today I'm super excited to be doing this because it's been a while. Gosh. And you know when you say something feels like bomb? Yeah, this moment right here with me alone in my room and my phone. It just feels like bomb because this has been a minute. So, welcome once again to The Restroom. If you're new here, The Restroom is a podcast full of vibes, chills, nothing deep like that. Just me airing my thoughts and views that nobody asked me about. So yeah, welcome to another episode. I think it's like the fourth episode. Yeah, so welcome once again. I'm saying this much welcome because it's been a minute, guys. It's been a while. So yeah, what have you been up to? You guys can catch me up on Instagram. Send me a DM. Let me know what's up. Let us know what's been going on and how things have been. Yeah, because this has been a while, I've forgotten that I usually have an intro. So let's take it all back. Hey guys, welcome to The Restroom. If you're listening, my name is Oinkosola Aesomi, your host. I make clothes. I'm a shining light, a huge vibe. I've still not gotten a hang of my intro. And yeah, I'm that girl with so much magic. So yeah, today's episode is just, it's not a minisode in the sense that it's not like a short episode, but it's something that I did not necessarily plan as well. I'm just like, I think this time I want to be giving out episodes whereby I do not 100% sit down, edited, thought about it, wrote it down. I just wanted to always, like I said previously, poetically, come from the bowels of my spirit. So yeah, today's episode, I'll give you a rundown of my week. I completed my NYSC, and if you're not Nigerian, NYSC is National Youth Service Corps. It's a it's a system where the federal government put in place for all graduates to go through, where they help in quote serving their father/motherland and being of better use to the community at large. It doesn't always end that way, I promise, but that's what they say on paper. So yeah, I just completed it, and mine was like super grateful. It was super graceful, to be honest, because, and I said it, like I put it up on my WhatsApp status, that I don't think there has ever been any NYSC so far in the history of NYSC that has been this graceful. For goodness sake, I don't think, I didn't have CDS, and CDS is like Community Development Service, whereby you go into a particular community, a local government, and you just do something. It might be an outreach or something. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what they say we ought to do. But like I said, they say that on paper. It's not always like that. So I didn't have to do any of those. And I know that sounds wicked, like I'm not interested in the growth of my community. But if you live in Nigeria, you will know what I mean. It's a far cry from what they say on paper. I think I'll be saying a lot of on paper this episode. So yeah, I didn't have to do all that. I didn't have to do clearance. I was just at home. And I don't want to say I was just at home chilling, because that's what a lot of people said, but that wasn't the case for me. I was more at home during that period. I was really learning my craft. Let me put it that way. Like I already said, I made clothes. So it was that period that I was exploring how to do one or two things about this and that. So it was a learning process for me. So I enjoyed it, and I was cashing in the money the federal government were giving me. So yeah, win-win. Plus, it happened during a pandemic, so it's not like I was being lazy. It happened during the pandemic. Hello, we were all trying to survive. So you didn't expect me to go about building communities where everybody was just even trying to be alive and live and just enjoy themselves. So yeah, I finished my national youth service corps. In other words, I have served my fatherland the best way that could have been served in a pandemic. And during that last week, I felt like, okay, well, not during the last week, like before I got to that week, like a month into that week, everybody, almost everybody, don't let me exaggerate, kept asking me, so what's the next? What's next? What's next? What's next? And I'm like, insert cricket sound, just insert cricket sound. I'm like, still inserting cricket sound. I don't know. Like, I don't know what you guys expect me to say. I don't know. To be honest, I feel like genuinely, I was, if not because there were older people that were asking me, for every time they kept asking me, what's next? I felt this strong urge, goodness, to say, I just want to relax and be taken care of. I genuinely felt it. In fact, I was very close to saying this, that I just want to, but I know that if I should put my mouth and say, I just want to relax and be taken care of, hey, the whole of Africa will hear it, that this is what we are saying. Nigerian youths are lazy. Nigerian youths. I'm like, nah, don't say that. This is a test of the Nigerian youth of today and the ones that will emerge tomorrow. So if you fail this and say you want to relax and be taken care of, they are gonna have something against you guys. So obviously I had to start telling them plans, telling them things I didn't even want to tell them. Strangers were asking me. I'm like, I don't even know you, bruv. Like, I don't know you. Why should I share this much detail with you? Why should I open myself up? Like, why? Why? But you always have to say, and this is like also a shout out. Shout out to my boss. Like, where I served, shout out to my boss. I'm not going to put like the institution, but I'm just going to say his name. Shout out to Dr. Ayanwu. Goodness. And the reason I'm saying shout out is he did not ask me what I wanted to do. And I, oh my God, it was such a beautiful thing. He did not ask me, so what next? And to think that it would have been your boss, that he didn't ask me. He just called me to his office the last day I was going to, and he did like a mini send off for me, you know, prayed for me, said, just give me like advice, you know, in this age you should be more tech savvy. And of course they gave me money. That's why I said shout out to Dr. Ayanwu. That boss, that's the boss we all need. That's the boss we should be praying for. Dr. Ayanwu, you are the man. Dr. Ayanwu for president. He did ask me. Yeah, he did ask me. He didn't even, like, he did not, he just called me to his office, offered his 2 cents, and gave me money on behalf of the institution. How is that not a great man? Respect, sir. Respect. Maximum respect. So everybody just felt they need, I don't know, maybe they felt they needed to offer me, for lack of a better word, lively advice, wise counsel. And I'm not against that, but they just kept asking me, what's your plan? And I wasn't comfortable saying it, but I just knew that if I don't say it, it will look like you're a confused individual, and at your age and state, you don't know what you want to do with your life. So I had to say some of the things that I had in mind. But the truth is, and it still stands, I actually just want to relax and be taken care of. And before you start thinking that, oh, okay, yeah, maybe we're going to say this is the ish. I've noticed our world runs on structure. And it's not bad, because it's good for order in some cases, but it can also be stifling. And here's what I mean. You just did not know. You just found yourself in school, especially if you're in Nigeria. If you are in the abroad, you had the right to say, oh, you wanted to go to college or not. But in Nigeria, you are going to go to the university. You must go to the university. You shall go to the university. So you did not really have a choice. And yes, I guess they wanted to offer us education, which I actually believe in. That school is a scam stuff, we're done. But I'm a fan of education. It's needed, very needed. But the thing is, we've always gone from creche to kindergarten, nursery school, primary school, secondary school. Then you go to uni, and these days you have to do your masters if you are looking for a good job. Sometimes even do masters. Don't let me say otherwise. You have to do your masters. So there's always been that do without even you thinking about it. Let's be honest. Like, there's no don't think about. And I'm not saying don't go to primary school or don't go to uni or do. But there have always been that next thing for you to. And I started. I started questioning when I was in uni, because I started wondering that immediately after, do you want to go and serve? Do you want to rush to go and do this? Do you want to? And I found that I didn't. Like, there were other things that I wanted to do. Like, there were other things that I actually wanted to do that I did not even have time to do in between, because there was always a process to follow through. First thing I did, I enrolled for my French class, which I'm still not a fluent speaker, by the way. I enrolled for my French class after I was done with uni. I took my driving classes. Then, yeah, I came home. I started working with a particular company to record voiceovers. Then when it was time for me to serve, I decided I was not ready. I knew I didn't want to go and serve. I didn't want to rush to go and serve. So I went to fashion school instead. And when I was done, I went to serve. And now I'm done with service. At this point in time, I just want to not because I'm trying to say, oh, I'm a maverick. No, that's not it. I just want to just take time out and just even know. I know what I want to do with my life. I have plans. I have vision, but I don't think that I'll try, like, immediately I am done right now with my service. Let's just run and what's the next thing they ask you to do? That's get a job. Let's just run and start getting a job. If that's what you want, I promise you, I am clapping for you, because I believe you thought about it and you know that this works for you at this point in time. But for me, even if, and I'm not trying to say sit down at home and be lazy, but if it's, for me, if it's 2 weeks, if it's 1 week, it might be a month for you. And it might be more than a month for you. My own is, don't just be idle. In between that time, maybe take classes, do one or two things. This time that I'm saying relax and be taken care of, I won't mind a vacation to the abroad. But even when I'm there, it's not just to visit everywhere and anywhere and spend coins here and there. There are other things that I would like to do. Don't you think you'll be fascinated to be like, oh, I took this course. It was a 3 weeks course. I got a certificate while I was in London. Oh, sweet, budget. Did you see how that just rolled off my tongue? I just imagined something I've been thinking of. There's this course. There are like some courses I really want to get certified on. And now that I just said it, just sounds good to, you know, just get that certificate while you went on vacation in London or you are somewhere so well. Oh my god, it's just gladdening my heart as I'm saying it. Anywho, my point is, even if you're relaxing wherever you are and you're just taking that time off to cleanse and think and visualize and all those good stuff, which is very, very necessary. I promise it is. Which is very, very necessary. At the same time, just make sure that you're equally doing something. So when you are done, it's not just that, oh, I used it to think, which is not bad. But you also, I mean, you just gained something. Even if it was a pottery class you took in between. I was so proud of a friend of mine. Shout out to Didi, by the way. And she posted something on her Instagram story. She was molding. And I was like, oh my god, Didi, you're doing pottery now? And she said, no, she just took a class when she was in, because she served in Abuja, by the way. And she was like, oh, she took a class. But still, it was something I could applaud, because, I mean, come on. While you were serving, you decided to, you don't, like, you decided to explore and just try it out. And she took a class. Maybe she decided it wasn't her thing, or maybe she decided she's going to go back for it again. Probably, but she explored that area while she was doing what she was doing. Enjoying herself in Abuja. That's the same thing I'm trying to say. Even if you're relaxing and taking care of yourself and just trying to find a way,
around it, just make sure you're also doing something. I'm a fan of taking our time to rest, I promise. I believe it's very needed. And if you're a Christian, trust me, it's very scriptural. After God went through the entire creation process, at the end of each day, it took time. I noticed he said it took out time, and you look at it and you say, oh, this is good. That was rest. Because people were all quick to see the seventh day that, oh, it was the seventh day after God had walked. He don't sweat. Be like, ah, Gabriel, and me, I'll catch you. After God had walked, then he now rested. Actually, no. Like, it took out time at the end of each day to look back at how far he had gone and say, oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, that's good. Check. So I'm sure with that energy, you could come show up the next day and decide, oh yeah, today we're painting the skies blue. Oh, tomorrow we're gonna make the grass green. Oh, next tomorrow, you know, we're just gonna make whales fat animals that swim in the sea. I mean, yeah. So irrespective of this journey that we're all on, I feel like it's necessary that we take our time to rest. It might be a week, it might be days, it might be month, but however long it is, I just feel like just make sure at the same time you're doing something worthwhile with it. Apart from thinking and just doing, you're also doing something. Because I feel like when you think about things and you make plans, ideas drop. And once those ideas drop, now, the moment it drops is the best time to implement. Because while you wait for you to brood over it, you by yourself begin to like put holes in it and be like, oh yeah, that shouldn't work now. That shouldn't go now. But now is always the time to implement it. Yeah, so that's my NYC story. So I feel like now what I have to do is I have to build confidence that when people ask me, Oyokosala, what do you want to do? I genuinely should start telling them I want to relax and be taken care of. It's not relax, guys. Relax is too. You want to relax. Relax is yank your weave. Not even remove your wig. Yank your weave. Take off your shoes. Remove your jeans, just wear shorts and a camisole. Let breeze blow. And just let breeze blow into every corner of your life and sweep away all the debris that must have accumulated. And let good stuff just begin to precipitate. You know, that's relax. That's my definition of relax. So yeah, I don't know how long my relax will take, but I'm really hoping I can relax. And somebody somewhere can take care of me with dollars. Dollars, guys. Dollars. These days, multi-elevate, so it's dollars that we're doing. And if you don't know what I mean by dollars, just in case, because I check my stats, and apparently people listen for me from the US. Guys, I'm global now. International, baby. International, baby. So yeah, so just in case you don't know what I'm saying by dollars, dollars is Nigeria's way of saying dollars. So yeah, you can send me some dollars. I'm cool with your Benjamins and everything. Thank you. So yeah, I guess that's a wrap of this episode. To be honest, I'm particularly proud because I didn't write this down, guys. Like I said, I think I'll be much more open to this letting stuff flow from the bowels of my spirit. I did write this down and I really wanted to drop something for you this week. So yeah, we're still on our consistency streak, even though I've missed out by like some good 18 days, but who's counting? So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Whatever platform you're listening from, please like, share, subscribe, you know the drill. Until we see you next again, lots of love, fam.